T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Sherry's Cafe and Pies.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is 8:20 on your Friday morning. Dusty Hera, Cam Cleland with you. Joining us now is the high school football recruiting expert for the Oregonian. Dude works his butt off. Andrew Nemec joins us now. Andrew, did Crawford have you? Did he ask you what you wanted for your bump back music, or...
Yeah, and I said I didn't care, but now I kind of do in hindsight.
You don't give him control ever.
I was actually going to give you some props for Juvenile. I was like, wow, start his Friday morning the right way. All right, well, Nemec, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm well, man. I'm battling a cold a little bit, but I'm doing well.
Toughen up. How about that? You're all over this recruiting thing with Oregon State, the high school kids locally here. I guess where we should start, there's been a lot of news out of the University of Oregon, and some of it is surprising, some of it is not surprising, whether it's current players, former players, but now future players are calling out the Oregon football program. Tell us a little bit about the surprising comments from one of the top prospects that the Ducks have.
Sure. Oregon landed D'Amador Lenore, the number 4 athlete in the country. He's listed as an athlete position. He's about 80th overall. Offers from Alabama and a number of other big-time programs, one of the more offered corners in the country. And he said he read an article or he saw a tweet from Dennis Dodd of CBS that was referencing the registered guard. Cameron Hunt said 30 to 40% of the team doesn't care if we win. And he tweeted, well, if that feeling better change, because spots will be taken. We're coming in to take some spots. And I think that's the feeling of this recruiting class that's going to hang on, is this is a one-year hiccup, and this isn't on, at least this is what the recruits think, this isn't on necessarily the program or the coaches. This is on the players, and they've got an opportunity to play for a very, very good football program, and they're wasting it. And I don't think that's every recruit, but I think that was certainly D'Amador's point, is like, hey, if you guys aren't coming in to battle and fight, we're gonna take your starting jobs and get this thing back on track.
You know, like Andrew, if Elijah Molden says it's tough to imagine the loss didn't hurt the recruiting effort, you have big time guys that were there. You just put out the article with Nate McBride, who comes all the way from Georgia and watches that game. Is the shine a little bit off? Because if you throw in the fact that there could be uncertainty about a head coach, what are the players on the outside? What are parents saying? What are people saying about the Oregon program from the outside?
Yeah, and really the number one thing, the number one most surprising thing in all the time I've done this, is that most high school kids don't watch football very closely. The Washington game was really the first game people saw, recruits saw, parents saw, that felt like, hey, maybe Oregon's slipping. Other than that, they lost 2 close games to a ranked Nebraska and a ranked Colorado, now ranked Colorado, or at the time, you know, like last week they were ranked. And recruits really thought there was a chance here that Oregon was just having a little bit of a hiccup, and now we're looking at it and saying, hey, this is a full-on slide. And when you come all the way from Georgia, you know, Nate McBride actually named Oregon his co-leader along with Georgia after his visit, and said the visit didn't faze him in any way, that the loss wasn't that big a factor. And yet, you really kind of dig a little bit, and I asked him, you know, how much is playing away from home a factor? And he said, oh, well, I want my parents to see me play. Well, he lives in Georgia. He wants to see his parents. His parents want to see him play. Sounds like it's going to end up being Georgia. I think Oregon slipping is a factor for some of these kids.
Now, wait a minute, Ed. You said something that just made my head explode. You told me, you just said that high school kids aren't paying attention very much to games. Are you trying to tell me that they're more concerned about about their parents being closer, how they look, or what are kids watching? I mean, I can think back to it was very critical to me to watch an offense or watch a team if they were good or not. So you mean to tell me that the kids don't care as much as what you're saying?
I just think kids are busy. I don't even know how many thousand kids now in the last 2 years I've been doing this. And I'd say about 30% pay real close attention. They're aware. They know that Oregon runs a high-powered offense. You know, generally speaking, they know they have flashy uniforms. You know, they know Oregon State's in rebuild mode. But in terms of watching the game, here's where the breakdowns are happening. Oh, here's what the depth chart looks like. Oregon fans know all that stuff. They know about Justin Herbert coming in and playing well and potentially being a four-year starter. The Duck fans know what's going on because it's their program. But when you're in a recruit from Georgia or California, you may know Oregon's struggling. You may even know Oregon got beat bad. But in terms of what's really wrong, they don't pay that close of attention. They're not reading OregonLive.com. You know, they're not checking all that stuff out as regularly. So they don't notice it as quickly. I think recruits are just kind of starting to say, hey, Oregon might be sliding just within the last week. Before that, I called probably 12 different major targets or commits, and almost all but one ended up saying, you know, they could still kind of win out or end up 8-4, and it wouldn't. And I was going, you know, realistically, this is looking like a year where they probably don't make a bowl game. And recruits kind of came back with, man, you know, Oregon's always so good. I can't imagine that's the case. So this is really the first week that they've kind of noticed something really being off.
Wow. Andrew Nemec of the Oregonian is our guest. Oregon State, man, you get one conference win, and all of a sudden, they pick up a couple big recruits on the recruiting trail. How's Gary Anderson doing it with this rebuild and hauling in guys that are highly coveted?
Well, Gary Anderson's going the JC route. He's got some real inroads there. He's a big believer in JC talent, and it's well known. So he's got serious inroads at some of the best programs. He just landed Justin Saddlemeyer, a junior college offensive lineman. He's 6'7", 300 pounds. They also lead for Craig Edwards, a 6'3", 305-pound defensive tackle who has offers from Colorado, Ole Miss, and USC, and are very much in the mix there.
Now, is that the kid that was committed to Gary at Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And then didn't qualify academically, so then had to go the JC route?
Correct.
Ooh. Yeah, he's a good one.
He's getting things sorted out, figured things out, and I don't know exactly when he's going to qualify, but with their need at defensive tackle and really just, frankly, inability to recruit a high school defensive tackle that's just ready to go, a plug-and-play, Craig Evans certainly looks like their best on-field option.
Hmm. All right. Well, gosh, that's got to be a tough one, but that kind of goes back to what you were saying with a lot of these recruits. Like Gary Anderson in Oregon State, you can build with and start getting a good recruiting base based on the fact that kids are buying into more of what you're selling them than reading all of the clippings and seeing kind of how bad things may be perceived locally, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't trick a kid. I mean, you can't trick a kid. Like, they're not going to be saying, well, we're going to win a Pac-12 title this year. And it's like, oh, okay. I mean, they're basically aware, but you can kind of package that within a visit how you want to. You know, a lot of the Oregon guys came back from their visit against Washington and said, well, it's a rebuilding year, and they're going to be really good again next year. And that may very well be true, but I don't think that's a slam dunk, and that's certainly how it's being perceived, it sounds like, from recruits right now. Similarly with Oregon State, you get a win, and you start saying, hey, we're on the way up. And it's like, well, there was nowhere lower to go. They didn't win a Pac-12 game last year. But Gary Anderson can really sell, hey, we just beat Cal. Imagine what happens when I get my players here. Imagine what happens when we get some veterans here that are under my system that have had 2 or 3 years to mature. We're going to be a much better football program. And that's the selling point right now. And I actually think he's got a point. I mean, when Gary Anderson took over Oregon State, the depth of talent just wasn't there. They didn't have a two deep that was full of Pac-12 talent. And I think within a year or two, they're going to have a team that's competitive because they have enough warm bodies that are Pac-12 athletes and Pac-12 caliber players.
Andrew Nemec of the Oregonian, we're going to have you on again come later in the season once these local kids start solidifying their plans. You can find him on Twitter @AndrewNemec. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.